Now your band is going to warm up for the Allman Brothers, and then you'll take a little break, and then you'll come out and you'll play with the Allman Brothers.
Yeah.
So you'll be on stage, what, 3 hours, three plus a night?
3.5, yeah.
Yeah. You get bathroom breaks. We were talking.
Yeah. Designated breaks.
You're in town tonight. Last time you were here with Mark Parento, we were talking about the Tales of Ordinary Madness album, which is your first solo album.
Yes.
And your band tonight, you'll be playing songs from that album.
Yeah.
And you brought an acoustic guitar here. This is Sunday Morning Blues, and we left it open to you. You can play anything you want.
But, oh, great.
I'll tell everybody at home, usually a lot of bands come in, they have a lot of studio wizardry and gimmicks and stuff, but you're just playing direct here into a microphone. There's no special effects or anything like that.
Just like the blues.
All right. Warren Haynes and WBCM.
Use me up. Yeah, don't use me up.
Are you?
All right. You sound pretty good there for 10:30 in the morning. I couldn't do that.
Well, that's because I haven't been to bed.
Oh, there you go.
Just kidding. The old days are gone, I hope.
Want to do another one for us?
Yeah.
Great.
Sure. Let's see. Do a Sunhouse a cappella thing that Sunhouse is one of my all-time favorite people, blues singers. Mm-hmm. And he did this a cappella a long time ago, and I've never done this, always wanted to. It's called Don't Mind People Grinning in Your Face. Okay. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. You just bear this in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. You know your mother will talk about you. Your sisters and your brothers too. Yeah, you don't care how you're trying to live. They'll talk about you still. Oh, but bear this in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. Oh, Lord. You just bear this in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. You know they'll jump you up and down. And they'll carry you on around and round. Just as soon as your back will turn, they'll be trying to crush you down. Oh, but bear this in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face. Don't mind people grinning in your face. You just bear this in mind. A true friend is hard to find. Don't you mind people grinning in your face.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to keep a grin off my face. Take your mind off the song there.
My face.
Who are some of the other bluesmen that you were inspired by? I mean, obviously different people for your singing and other people for your guitar playing.
Elmore James, yeah. One of my favorites of all times. Obviously Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf, you know, B.B. King, Freddie King, Albert King, all those people.
Yeah, we started the show with Elmore James, It Hurts Me Too, the Grateful Dead's version.
Right, and love that song.
He played Madison Blues out.
Yeah, Elmore is just great. I heard you actually talking about the box set,
yeah.
The Capricorn thing that was put out, and it's great. It's a great box set.
And in fact, if people don't know too much about him, it's got, I mean, you don't have to go run into the Britannicate or something to find out about him. They've got a great booklet inside that tells you all about his life and his influences and who he influenced.
It's actually amazing that Elmore James didn't record till he was in his 40s. And the same with Howlin' Wolf. Both of those guys never recorded before they were 40 years old. And people always think, you know, 25, 26 when you start recording. But
it's hard to find a recording studio back then.
Too. Yeah, they spent years looking, actually. But, you know, the blues is one of those things where you just get better with age, you know, and... a lot of the recordings that those guys made were too heavy to be made by a 21-year-old kid. You know, I mean, Robert Johnson made some heavy stuff when he was young, but it's really amazing in rock and roll. People tend to think, well, you know, you do it while you're young, and as you get older, you bow out of it. But what I hope we can learn from is in jazz and blues and classical music and in most art forms, the older you get, the better you get at what you do.
Well, we're just finding that out with rock and roll, because rock and roll is still a relatively young art form. And I think the Allman Brothers is a prime example.
Yeah.
I've told people about, they go, well, how are the Allman Brothers these days? You know, they used to be great when they, you know, when the Fillmore East album came out. I said, well, you haven't seen them lately, man. They've been smoking.
Yeah.
And, I, you know, there's a certain maturity. There's a great maturity in Dickie's playing and the way that Greg is singing. I mean, it's, and yourself now added to the band, it's, it sounds fine.
Yeah, the band is in some ways better than ever, you know, and I attribute that to a lot of different things, one of being that, you know, you, like I say, you get better with age.
Yes,
you know, and
certainly more aware than ever.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of factors, but you know, you learn a lot through the years. And when we have a really special combination of players right now, you know, the brothers went through a lot of weird times, and any band that's going to be around 20 or 23, 4 years, you're going to go through a lot of changes musically, where the marketplace maybe isn't as into it as they once were, you know. And the brothers went through being huge, being not huge, and now coming back and being huge again, which is a really great feeling to know that that music can be timeless like that, you know.
Well, tonight you're playing with your band at Night Stage, and I thought this might be a good time. We'll give why don't we give 5 pairs of tickets away to the show. Warren Haynes and his band tonight at Night Stage. If you want to go, call 931-1041. Gene Genie is in the listening line, penthouse. We'll take odd callers, because that's the kind I like in the morning. Callers 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9. No question, just give us a call. We'll put you in the guest list for tonight. And why don't I play a song from the album?
We're definitely looking forward to it.
Great. You got another song in you for us?
Sure.
You sound really good, I'll tell you, for before noontime in the morning.
That's not my forte, getting up early, but, you know, it's okay. Today it could be worse, I think.
You know, let me remind everybody, he was early. a rock and roll musician, and he was early.
I'll never live that down, I know. Just don't tell my manager.
We told him he had to be here at 7. That's how we got him here.
But last night, at 7 last night.
Yeah.
The dead glow halo she ain't been here long at all. Said someday she's going back, if she can just remember where. The guy's sleeping on the street. Yeah, I wonder, does he pray? And I wonder about me. Well, I don't up and leave when I ain't got no reason to stay. I guess the angel I had on my shoulder stayed back in my hometown. And here in Angel City, there just ain't enough angels to go around. Yeah, they say this town isn't like quicksand. Gotta take my life into my own hands. Yeah, yeah. I guess the angel I had on my shoulder stayed back in my hometown. And here in Angel City, there just ain't enough angels to go around. No, there just ain't enough angels to go around.
Thank you. Talent to spare. Talent to spare. Hey, we'll see you tonight at Night Stage.
Yeah, definitely. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, thanks a lot for getting up early.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, I should mention who's in the band.
Yeah, okay.
Because we got a great band that we've been touring with. It's been a lot of fun bouncing back and forth from my band to the Allman Brothers. My band is Steve Holly on drums, who used to be in McCartney and Wings, and uh-huh. also played with Elton John and with Joe Cocker's band the last few years. Danny Lewis, also from Joe Cocker's band, on keyboards, and Lincoln Schleifer on bass guitar. Lincoln's formerly with Donald Fagen and the New York Rock and Soul Review. Mm-hmm. So it's a good band. Come and check it out.
Now, if someone can't make it tonight and they're going to be going to the Allman Show, you will be opening the Allman Show up here?
Yes, okay. Definitely.
With this band?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, we'll see you tonight.
My pleasure, guys.
We're WBSN in Boston. Sunday Morning Blues. We have a special Steve Miller broadcast coming up after a couple of commercial words. The Steve Miller Summer of 93 radio special. And get ready for his two Great Woods shows next week with this one-hour show hosted by Steve Miller himself. It's coming up next on WBCN Boston.